It is National 4-H Week, and at KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs and their members. With me today is Wesley Miller of the Chase 4-H Club of Carroll County. How are you doing, Wesley?
I'm doing great.
Very good. First of all, who are your parents?
Claude and Kathy Miller.
And how old are you?
I am 16 years old.
Where do you attend school?
Norbert High School.
What grade are you in?
I am a junior.
What 4-H projects have you done?
I've done this past year poultry and sheep.
Who is your adult 4-H leader there?
It is actually my mom, Kathy Miller.
What would you say your favorite project is?
My favorite project would be poultry because it's the one I've been the most successful in. This past year, I showed turkeys, which was a pretty neat experience. It was a unique thing to be showing, and it just taught me more responsibility because it was something different that was required a lot of attention.
Have you won any awards or recognitions?
I have in the past years. I can't remember them off the top of my head, though. So,
just a lot of awards, ribbons, and things like that, right?
Okay.
What would you say your favorite overall thing is about 4-H?
My favorite thing about 4-H would be just the incredible experience you get out of it. Everything you do, everywhere you go with it, it's something different, it's something new, and it's always fun. No matter where you go, whatever trip you do, you gain something you didn't have before, and it's just incredible.
If you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them, and why?
I would definitely recommend it, and I would just basically the same answer I just gave. Anything you do with 4-H, you will gain incredible things. You will create memories you will never forget. You'll gain friendships you'll never lose, and you'll have experiences that you'll remember forever.
Wesley, thanks for joining me today. Good luck to you this year.
Thank you.
I have been visiting with Wesley Miller of the Chase 4-H Club of Carroll County as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their members during National 4-H Week on KMMO.